Some say Supermom is just a figure, but we believe she's real, and that's why we're here on the Crunchy Supermom Show talking about ways to make your vision of your Supermom self a reality, one small step at a time. Hi, I'm Sarah, a nerdy homeschooling mama of three girls, a devoted military spouse, a follower of Jesus, and a no-nonsense, natural-minded supermom.
And I'm Mandy, also a homeschooling mama, but of five little ones, a devoted wife to my best friend, also a follower of Jesus, and a dedicated crunchy supermom. Together, we created the Supermom Solution to help busy moms become supermoms. Be sure to visit us online at crunchysupermom.com.
While this episode won't have a traditional power plan that you've gotten used to us offering, we are still going to have information on our site about how to connect with us there. And the reason we wanted to do this podcast about our history and also why Sarah started Crunchy Supermom, because so many people had asked us about it. And we thought, again, people weren't going to be that interested, but we realized the story in Sarah's story especially is so important to share because so many moms go through their own struggles and the details are different every time, but the feelings really are the same. And I want to start with, again, this feeling of inferiority that moms so often have, or maybe I should say like how we compare ourselves to each other. And it's one of the most damaging things we can do. And yet moms do it all the time. And I mean, how many of you all have ever looked at another mom and thought, well, oh man, she looks perfect. Of course she can get everything done, still have time to be the best mom. And if you've done that, you're not alone. We are all guilty of that, I think. I mean, so many of moms, I think, are, and myself included. It's so easy to judge by what we see on the outside and assume that the success another mom has isn't something we can have for ourselves. And the story behind why Sarah started Crunchy Supermom really began with this issue. So, Sarah, tell us about the very beginning of Crunchy Supermom.
I think it is important. I'm learning now that I do want to share kind of my story because I think when people look at us, they think, well, wow, they're just so productive and they get everything done. But it wasn't always this way for me. I wasn't always productive and I wasn't always confident in my role as a mom and the manager of my home. This all started back in 2014. My husband, his career basically left me to solo parent our kids. And we had two, and then I had just had given birth to the third child. And then he was gone a lot. And then sometime in that fall, in October, actually, I know exactly what month it was. October 2014, I went to bed and started to feel dizzy. And I woke up basically with 24/7 nausea and dizziness. And I just have to say that that sounds really mild and everything, but it was to the point where I couldn't walk. And if I would put my hand on the wall to kind of stable myself, I would actually slide down the wall onto the floor. And so it was awful. And I wasn't able to enjoy my third child who we felt like was our last one. We're like, okay, we're going to snuggle this baby to death because it's the last one, you know, just really enjoy every moment. And this happened and she was just barely 6 months or so. And, it started one night and it kept going for months and months. And I felt like it was completely robbing me of my life. I wasn't productive and no doctor was able to shed some light on what was going on. They kept saying it was this, you know, they'd call it vertigo and it should get better and you're young, you'll feel better. And it just wasn't getting better. And that was even more frustrating than just, you know, living through the day. I had no hope because they couldn't label what was wrong with me. And everyone felt like it should get better. It shouldn't last this long. Oh, it won't last this long. Just take some medicine to stop throwing up. And that didn't even work. But so after months and months of that, I basically had no hope and just sunk to the bottom. I was like that. This is it. You know, this is my life. They're saying, this is my life. This is what I'm going to be like. And I let myself sit in that and really believe it. And it really stunk. I'm actually just going to say it sucked. I hate to use words like that on the podcast, but at least it's not a curse word. It really sucked. I was super disappointed. And I don't know. I gave up and I believed it. This is the best it's ever going to get. And it was hard. It was super hard at the bottom. But then I just kind of had this moment of clarity. Probably after, you know, hours of crying and just feeling sorry for myself, I realized I'm like, man, you know what? this is dumb. This struggle can't be that unique. There are moms everywhere going through stuff every single day, all kinds of things. I mean, they lose their own child to some kind of illness or cancer or something, right? Or they're literally fighting for their life with cancer. And while I wasn't fighting for life or death, I was just fighting for, you know, to live a joyful life, or I don't even know, just to not sit and throw up all day, you know, and be dizzy. I mean, I was just fighting to live, I guess you could say, but not end my life. I wasn't going to end my life with this kind of situation. But I just realized I was giving it way too much power. I was basically living like I thought I was dying, and I wasn't. And that realization was so important, because I just realized that struggling's not unique. Every mom struggles. Every struggle is different for each mom, but struggling in itself is not unique. And there's something we can all do to get out of any of those situations that just aren't ideal. And I realized that it would make all the difference if I just shifted my view of the situation. And I'm not talking about, you know, saying some pep talk to myself and saying any affirmation. I mean, I did definitely rely on some Bible quotes at that time, but that is not what really changed my mindset. It was more about just deciding, you know what? Yeah, this is my life. This is how I'm going to be. And it could be the rest of my life exactly like this. So I need to do something about it, and doing something about it, not to get better, but to live despite the illness. So I just decided to take one step forward. I just was like, hey, you know what? I might not be able to do this whole sink of dishes, but I'm just going to try. And let me tell you that trying to load the dishwasher, changing, you know, how you stand up and then you bend over and you stand up and you bend over. That is the worst thing. The worst thing you can do when you have a dizzy balance condition. But I did it anyway. And thankfully, I had two sinks so I could use the other one to, you know, be sick, because that's literally what it was like the first time I decided I was just going to do the dishes anyway. But that's the thing. I was like, you know what? Forget it. This is how I am. And I'm just going to take a step, one step. I'm going to get a couple dishes in the dishwasher, and I'm just going to keep doing it and keep doing it. And eventually I was able to kind of maintain my home. It didn't look the way that it used to look, right? And my routine didn't look that way either, the way that it used to look before I was sick. But I was still taking small steps forward, and I still couldn't carry the baby around the house because I could fall at any time, unexpectedly, just kind of fall. And my husband was still gone, but I had this mindset that one step, that's all it takes. One step right now, take another step, take another step. And so, I mean, I had all these goals before I became a stay-at-home mom, or, you know, once I became a stay-at-home mom, because I was a career woman before that. I mean, I went to grad school, but I, you know, once I applied this new approach after my illness, I was actually able to get back to having a tidy home and cooking from scratch and homeschooling my kids and still make a little time for myself. I mean, I started working out again, even with my condition, but it was just different. It all looked completely different. But, I mean, even today, you know, I'm still struggling with this condition, but obviously if you see me, I'm doing okay, right? I mean, I'm doing more than okay. And I'm actually more excited about sharing, you know, the crunchy supermom way with everyone, because if I hadn't discovered it back then, I wouldn't be okay. I mean, I wouldn't be who I am right now. And so for that, I'm thankful that I had this experience, because I can tell every other mom, hey, we all struggle. It's not unique. And don't listen to, you know, the lies that like, this is it. This is as good as it's going to get, because that's not true.
Right. I think so. And it's so easy to get stuck down there. Like you said, you were feeling sorry for yourself, but that's, I mean, it's hard not to, but that one small step. And if you don't look at the mountain that you have to climb, you know, you just look at that one step and don't look too much further forward. It can make a big difference. And like you said, we all have our own struggles, challenges, and fears, but they hold us back from living the abundant life we want. And we all set out on our motherhood journey, I'm sure, wanting so much from our families and of ourselves. And the discouragement, it holds us down and holds us back. And we don't want that. That's why, Sarah, is so important. I'm so glad that you're sharing your story, because I think it helps us to hear other moms say that they struggled too and that they were able to overcome it. And we want other moms just to have that kind of encouragement. And we want to be that kind of encouragement for them so that they know that they can take this one small step and move forward.
I don't want sympathy or empathy. That's not why we share this. We share it as like a sign of hope. And that's why, you know, when I first started to share a little bit about the routines that I was creating, because I started the blog, and then there were so many women that would just write me back and say, oh my gosh, this is helping so much. And I have this condition, or I have that condition. And I just remember thinking, wow, okay, I can't do this by myself. And so that's kind of, you know, that's why I called you. And for anyone who hasn't heard the story before, which we've only shared a few times, like in our private groups, but Mandy and I met when we both lived in North Carolina, and she was basically doing a community food co-op. And so I met her, and she taught me a lot, all of her crazy routines for making food from scratch, because that was, you know, that's, I was eating clean, but I wasn't cooking. Right. Remember, I was eating like raw vegan and, you know, no cooking whatsoever. and you converted me. And so I just loved how you approached everything. And I just thought, when I was really down and, but then also kind of moving forward and having other moms relying on me again, I'm like, man, who else can manage their children and their lives and still have time to give back to somebody else? And it was you. And so that's how Mandy and I kind of came in together. I called you, I don't know, I feel like it was right before Christmas or around Thanksgiving or something. And I was just like, hey, so I kind of wrote a blog and it's becoming kind of busy, but I need help because I'm still not fully well. And you can think like, you think like me. So do you want to do this with me? And it was so funny because I just remember thinking, she's so routine oriented and so busy, and she has more kids than I do, that she's going to say no.
Right. I was so excited. I couldn't believe you asked me. I'm like, oh, it's such an honor to be asked. So I was really excited about it.
I love it because I always joke that you and I are mind twins, but we're also so very, very different. You know, I say, like, if you want someone who's nice and who'll give you a virtual hug, Mandy's the woman for you. And if you want some no nonsense, kind of like kick in the pants, then that's me. The things that we are able to do with other moms and really help them, it's just great. And that's why we put together the Supermom Academy. And I mean, if you might have found us because you have some kind of story in your life that, you know, things aren't perfect, and you have this goal because you know the kind of mom you want to be and the type of life you want to live, but you're not sure how you're going to get there. You're looking at this giant mountain and you're thinking, okay, I need to climb this mountain to get where I want to go. But have you ever climbed a mountain before? Do you even have the right tools and the right gear? And most likely you don't. I didn't. I mean, I had this random discovery of like what it would take to get there, but I still needed someone to guide me, right? I needed Mandy to help me maintain that mindset and maintain that attitude and that commitment of wanting to climb that so-called mountain. So you can't always do it alone. And that's what I'm discovering. And it's really hard to ask for help, but that's why we created the free Crunchy Supermom group on Facebook. So you can come in and get the support of our amazing Supermom community. And Mandy and I are there. And finding your tribe really can make a big difference in this journey of motherhood. You just might not recognize that, because I know moms are so, you know, women are hard to get along with. Let's just be honest. It's the truth, right? I mean, the women that you like, you really, really like them. And the women that you don't get along with, like, you avoid them because they make you feel bad. And it's just how we are. I think we're just wired to be competitive or judgmental or whatever. So when you find your tribe that thinks like you do, it'll change your life and it'll change how you look at things, but you don't know that right now. But we're finding that a lot of women come into our community and say that, like, oh, I mostly get along with guys, or I don't really have any good friends. I'm cool with not having friends. But then they get in this group with us and they're like, wow, this changed everything to feel like I belong and feel understood. So anyway, I'm going on and on about this group because it's amazing. But we want you to come check it out.